In today's liturgy, we find the letter from St. Paul to Timothy. He says, "Tell the rich in the present age not to be proud and not to rely on such uncertain a thing as wealth, but rather on God, who richly provides us with all things for our enjoyment. Tell the rich to do good, to be generous, ready to share, thus accumulating as treasure a good foundation for the future, so as to win the life that is true life. To win the life that is true life for everyone," we might add. And please bear with me while I'm reflecting on this just for a few moments. Imagine in the present age, which is 2021, we rich people hope to end the coronavirus pandemic by helping vaccinating a good part of the populations of almost every country in the world. Globally, around 5 billion people, experts say, in order to reach what's called herd immunity so that life can return to normal everywhere. How can this be done? It sounds unlikely. This is an endeavor of unimaginable dimensions as an answer to a disaster of biblical proportions. If there is anything I'm learning during this pandemic, it is a fact that humanity is one body and that we all sit in the same boat. Wir sitzen alle im selben Boot in German. But of course, some of us live quite well in our comfortable boats, whereas many others live in leaky little dinghies, but that's not new. We, the rich, in our time, however, seem to have taken St. Paul's letter to heart. So we established an initiative called COVAX. The program was launched last year by the World Health Organization and some other institutions to ensure, with the help of wealthy countries, vaccine access to the world's most vulnerable. About 170 countries have signed up so far. So far, so good. Rich countries helping poorer countries by engaging in the fair distribution of a very precious good. Is that so? The original idea behind it, I believe, is really humanitarian and highly ethical. But when you follow reports on COVAX these days, you find that the distribution of vaccines to low-income countries is very unequal and slow, and leaves much to be desired. And it is not just because of logistical problems. A question comes up. What is the motivation, the intent behind the venture? Or better, what is the spirit in which this is done? The insight that we are all in this together, compassion and generosity, or mainly self-interest of those who are dominant and in control? Now, but does this matter in this situation? I think it does, at least long term. One way or the other, you can say eventually the outcome should be the same, right? Lives will be saved, the pandemic will be under control, and things will return to normal again. And then what? Then we can continue to do what we did before. And what would that be? Here is my guess, and I hope I will proven wrong. The rich continue to become wealthier, and the most vulnerable and poor continue to live and die the way they always lived and died. Nothing has changed because ultimately the intent behind the good deeds matter, the spirit in which things are done. Will humanity ever change? I really hope so, but I don't know. Perhaps a leap in consciousness of us humans as a whole will happen, collective awakening and the leap of the human heart, the next step in human evolution, who knows? Let's leave the global view aside for a moment. To be honest, at this point, I have to say that I'm not sufficiently aware of the real needs of people in other parts of the world. There are days when I'm so entangled in my own stuff that I'm quite unaware even of the needs of the person right next to me. Perhaps I should sprinkle in that dusty lampshade of mine more diligently so that I can see more clearly. In today's scripture reading, we've heard about wanting to win the life that is true life. Isn't that why we practice our Zen? To realize what life is truly about when we shed our skin-encapsulated ego, as Alan Watts put it. I would love to be the change that I want to see in the world. Selfless and compassionate. I imagine a selfless and compassionate humanity. They say there is nothing to gain in Zen and nowhere to go. We are already there. True life is not anywhere else but right here. We never leave home. Or in Christian terms, the kingdom of God is always already here. For in him, we live and move and have our being, as Paul puts it in the Acts of the Apostles. That is the true life for everyone. Nobody is excluded. And it presents us at any given moment with everything we need in abundance. All we have to do is this: be attentive, available, and responsive, Roshi said the other day. Be ready to act with humility and empathy. That's easier said than done. And that's why we sit and pray and sit and pray. What else is there to do but sit and pray by night and day?